in our workplaces and all that kind of stuff. Can you tell us a bit about where you work?
Yes. So I'm a little bit of a mixture when it comes to my work habits. So I am a registered nurse and midwife. So I work in the emergency department at Nambour Hospital. So come and say hello. If you break anything, I'll sort you out, give you mates rates. I also dabble in catching babies from time to time. Happy International Midwives Day, by the way. I know you were wanting to say it. It's today. That's right. Yep. Represent. Catching babies. Good stuff. And then I also do a little bit of work at the Sunshine Coast University, raising up the next generation of nurses as best I can.
Awesome. Has there been a time in your life through your workplace that the Lord's really challenged you to be obedient to Him and also to just really be that fragrance of Christ and the ambassador of Christ? Is there anything that you can think of specifically?
Yeah, well, definitely given the area of work that I am in, you know, we're constantly coming across people in their times of need and desperation. So it's always an opportunity. But I guess a specific example would be, you know, this year we've been talking about the why us at Good Life and the why behind what we believe and the why behind how we walk out our faith. And yeah, I guess a couple of months back now, I remember coming to a night service and Tim was at the front and he was talking about, you know, the way that we conduct ourselves and the way it reflects our faith. And he was saying, you know, think about that when you get cut off in the car park, or, you know, the way that you respond when, you know, when something doesn't quite go your way. And I was sitting there and I'd like to think it's not a terrible reflection, but it totally is. I was sitting there going, oh yeah, no, I'm pretty cool with that. Like, generally keep a lid on things. I'm try to keep myself pretty much on an even keel, especially at work. So no, I think I'm sweet in that area. Thanks anyway, Tim. See you next week. And yeah, shazam, that week I was at work at in the emergency department, and as you can imagine, things can get a little bit intense there sometimes. And I was having a particularly full-on day, and someone just a junior doctor came up to me and requested me to do something quite unreasonable, and I sort of just like immediately something came out of my mouth that wasn't necessarily terrible. All my workmates are like, yeah, go Esther, awesome, so you should put them in their place. And I just immediately went, oh yuck, that was gross, like that is not what I want to come out as the why behind my faith. Like, that isn't at all the what Jesus has taught us about being the opposite to the world, and the way that we respond should be the opposite. We should respond in love. And so I really started to be challenged about that week, and I started to think about, okay, I was pretty happy with myself on Sunday night about how good I was at this, and all of a sudden that week these cracks started showing in just how I behave under pressure, and how much my faith shines through when things are tricky. And yeah, I guess I was thinking about it a lot and thinking on the scriptures, and talking even in our young adults leaders chats, we were talking about how important it is to lean towards people when we have the opportunity and the justification. Like, I really did have the justification to snap at that junior doctor, but that's what the world would tell me. That's what my workmates would tell me. I was justified in that. But that's not what Christ teaches us. He teaches us to lean towards, not just to allow something to happen, but to actually act in love and to lean towards someone and act in grace and forgiveness. And I guess I started to think about myself in the recipient of grace and the recipient of forgiveness, and the fact that I am super flawed, and I am definitely not blameless, and I am definitely not someone who has all of that under control all of the time. And I was just blown away by the power of the forgiveness that comes from Christ. It's got absolutely nothing to do with me and how, you know, it's nothing to do with the fact that I'm a particularly gracious, benevolent person at all. It was purely because I knew how much I'd screwed up recently in those areas, and I know how important it is to be offered a clean start and a fresh slate, and the power of that grace extended beyond just our circles, and not just with the people that understand it in the context of what Christ has done, but in the way that we're living it out, and the power of that in our everyday life, and even more so when it comes from a place of brokenness and weakness, how important that is, and how how much it can change the course of what's the path that we're heading down. So yeah, it's just been a really cool journey so far, and really amazing for me, even just realizing the power of that grace and forgiveness and leaning towards in that opposite spirit.
Awesome. Let me give Esther a round of applause, guys, for just wait, hold one sec, just for being vulnerable. You know, it's actually, and this is what a chat I had with our leaders a while ago, it's actually through our weaknesses that Christ is going to be made strong. You will never lose by turning toward. You will never lose by turning toward.